Blog Talk Radio.
Moment I've been waiting on, and my soul is overflowing with anxieties and expectations, full of desires. Oh, I just want it so bad. It just seems so real. It's right there. Just wanna reach out and touch it before it all disappears.
Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels like my ship has gone and sailed away, but I gotta be strong, gotta hold on, it won't be too long.
Now the tide is coming in, I see the waves flowing, out there on the ocean, I know my ship is travel to the seven seas.
I will even go
wherever the wind blows me. I'll do anything to find my destiny. It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me how. It's just enough for you to come around.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
And it's your boy, Ace Him Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? It's your boy, Renacy.
It's your main man, Trip, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TripleplatinumUnderground.com. Chillin' with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla. One.
Greetings, everyone. Peace, everyone. Greetings. Today, on Street Queens, the movement, first and foremost, we want to thank all of our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, LLC, U2K Magazine, and basically everybody that definitely supports us each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, same place, same time. Make sure you go to www.streetqueensthemovement.name.com. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about rape. You know, thousands of women are raped each and every day. Some of them are basically cold cases. Some of them aren't even reported to the police. Some rapes are from people that they know, and some rapes are from people they don't know. And it's a lot of traumatic, you know, after effects of rape. Some women might be calling in to share their stories anonymously. Some people might be telling their stories on the show. Some of the ladies on the panel. So we're about to get into it. We're going to talk about rape. And we're live on the line, Peace Queen from the 954.
Blessed love, I don't know, lush, vice group once again. I would like to do a little song for you still in live on the ear, if you don't mind.
I didn't really get what you said just now, vice group. What you said?
Yeah, I said I would like to do a little song for you, you know, a little couple of seconds for you.
It would be all right if we were doing a music segment, but right now we're talking about rape at this moment in time. We're talking about rape victims.
No, no, so the rape thing is a madness thing that, you know, don't accept it because you don't know if a woman forget love. Romantic, you know what I'm saying? Woman to treat it good, you know what I'm saying?
Just stay on the line with us real quick. Check out Vice Grip on YouTube. You want to bring him back in a few seconds. We got the caller from the 404. We're talking about rape today. Have you ever been, a rape victim or you experienced it or you know somebody who has? You don't have to state your name if you don't want to. You're live on Street Queens, The Movement. Caller from the 404.
Hello.
Hi, caller from the 404. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Great. We're talking about rape and everything. You want to tell us your name or you want to stay anonymous?
My name is Ruby.
So Lindsay, have you ever been in a rape situation, or do you feel like you've experienced somebody that's been through one?
Yes, I come across a lot of females almost all the time that has been raped, either by their father or, you know, their boyfriend or just some crazy nut, you know. So I talk to a lot of them. They tell me a lot of stories about it. I've been raped when I was very young, but it was something that I didn't know about or realize until I got older.
Okay, and with the experience, was it somebody that you knew when you were, and how what age was that?
It was somebody that I knew. I was about like 7, 8 when it happened, and it was my foster sister or whatever, and you know, it was supposed to be a game. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
Like I said, I didn't know until I got older though.
How do you feel like that situation affected you, as being as an adult now? How do you feel like that's affected you now in your adulthood, or has it affected you in any way?
You know, it's crazy. It hasn't really affected me.
Mhm.
You know, I guess because the way it happened.
Mhm.
I guess I've been through so much hardship in my life anyway. You know, when it dawned on me what actually happened, it was just more like, damn, you know, that's just messed up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really have no effect on me. You know what I'm saying? It makes me look at people more differently now. You know, I wouldn't want my children. I'm more cautious now, you know, of the people that I'm around and who I have my babies around.
That's definitely some real stuff right there. We got another caller on the line, caller from the 850. Peace Queen, we're talking about rape. Have you ever been raped, or do you know anybody that's been through it? And
what's
you
up?
Don't have to. Peace, is this Natalia?
Yeah, what's up, fam? How y'all doing?
How you doing, Natalia? Peace.
I hear the conversation. Dang, y'all.
Yeah, this rape situation is serious. You know, a lot of people report it. Some people don't report it. Sometimes it's people's, you know, fathers, mothers, and, you know, and situations. And, you know, some people, you know, they keep it dormant. Some people don't talk about it, and some people do. Natalia, how you feel about the situation? You ever been through that or know somebody that's been through it?
Well, I was molested from a very young age by my uncle. And, I was raped when I was 15. That's how I lost my virginity. And
wow.
I'll tell you, it messed me up pretty bad. I went on a destructive path. I was in and out of jail. I abused a lot of drugs to numb shit out of me.
Mm.
And I remember when no one knew, I kept it, like you were saying, I kept it in for a very long time. My mother just found out, 15 years after the fact.
Wow.
I never reported it. And I know the reason why I didn't, because when I came home and told my mother what happened, I had snuck out my house. So I felt like it was my punishment for sneaking out.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tried to tell her, you know, like, Mommy, you know, something happened, she was like, you know, I don't care, whatever you happened to you last night, you deserve. So, like,
wow.
Yeah, I went to jail that day because I tried to burn the house down. I was just, you know, as a young child, it messes you up.
Mm-hmm.
But the last caller was saying, you know, you're very cautious about who you have your kids around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't let men watch my children. You know, my mother, maybe. But you find it that a lot of us women, I mean, a lot of us hold that in secret. You know, we don't share about it. But it's unfortunate that it's very common, more common than we even realize it.
And that's true. You never lied about that, man. You never lied about that. Like, I mean, you know, and the crazy thing, I mean, I've seen women who have been raped by, like their child friend, their childhood friend, you know, somebody that they think that they can trust, somebody that, you know, and the worst thing is being raped by somebody that you honestly, you know and you feel like that's somebody that's supposed to protect you. And they just come and violate you at a young age, you know. It's crazy, you know. And rape can be at a young age. Rape can be as teenage age or even as an adult, you know. And a lot of them go into cold cases, which they're just thrown to the side. But yet this woman or child is left to feel with the scars of the situation. And we're talking about rape, addressing the issue today. Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us how you feel about it. Peace Queen, call from the 917. You're live with Natalia and Lush on Street Queens, the movement right now. Peace.
Peace. Peace and blessings to everybody on the line.
Peace, Emma, E2K Magazine. Peace Queen. This is our wonderful. Hey, Natalia, this is Emma, the one that I said you guys, you acted like, just like, you know, you guys remind me of each other and everything. She's a Latina, too, right here.
What's up, mamita?
Hey, Mom, what's going on? Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
We've been sitting out here talking about rape, Emma, talking about, have you been through it? We had a young lady that just called earlier that talked about her rape situation. She got raped by, her best friend's sister or so, by a female, and she was raped when she was younger. And Natalia shared about her situation where she was raped by her uncle. You want to share what experience or a thought about rape?
I came in listening to what she was saying just now, and I mean, you know, it's just something that is so, such a violation, you know. It's something that you can't really compare. I think the closest that you probably can compare it to is if somebody comes and robs your house and you know somebody has been in there and invaded your space. That's as much as I could compare that feeling to it. If it never happened to anybody, try to explain it to them. It's just something that when someone does something to you against your own will, it kind of your spirit, you know, they invade your spirit. They don't even, it's not just a physical thing, you know what I'm saying? Because the physical, we endure it and, you know, we keep going, but it's the emotional rape. You know, that spiritual violation. Because when somebody just attacks you that way, young or old, whatever age, it's still, you're being violated, you know. They're taking something by force, you know, and any time that's implemented for women or men, because this happens to men as well.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to little boys as well, you know. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of guys that, you know, have a lot of stories, but just the guys are a little more, you know, they don't, they really, they, if we don't open up, they, they open up even less about it, you know, with the machismo thing going on. But, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. it's just crazy. You then feel like it's your fault somehow. And that's, like, the worst thing, to find, you know, fault in something that somebody else is doing to you. You know, that person is sick. It's a disease.
Yeah.
It's really a disease, and we have to see it for what it is. And people are sick. There's a lot of sick people in the world. And these sick people look normal, like your average neighbors. They're not, you know, the boogie monsters, and then they're not a person with a scar all across their face, and they're not, you know, like other people that you walk by, you're like, oh, my God, you're like a rapist. What is a rapist?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you walk around and say that person looks like a rapist, but your own family members, are violating you. So,
yeah.
you know, uh-huh. there's not really no face of a rapist, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we're so, especially when they get us young, they train us, you know, to be quiet, not to say nothing, you know, and they make us feel guilty that it's our fault somehow. And once you feel guilt about something, you're going to stay quiet, because I don't know no child that knows they're guilty about something that's going to go spread the word and let everybody know, you know, of their fault and their guilt. So, you know, they play, that's why they like to actually do it when to the younger ones, because they can play more on them, you know, on the younger ones. And we'll keep the secret forever, you know, until something may happen or somebody really makes us open up, and then it's like Pandora's box once it's open, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
the whole thing with the race situation is that it can happen to anybody. Everybody's like, you know, oh, that'll never happen to me. Oh, this, that, and third. And a long time ago, you know, in the deep south, I don't know if they still do it. It was the point where, you know, the fathers, sometimes the fathers would have sex with their children, or it'd be somebody that would rape a child, and, you know, it was just, you know, swept under the rug. You know, it happened to me, so, you know, oh, well, you know. Certain situations, you know, and, I mean, that takes, for example, like, just like the situation with Natalia when she said, you know, her mother said, you know, you deserve whatever happened to you. I had a child, one of my students that I had, that was basically, you know, that went through a situation like that and, you know, basically blamed for the situation, which, you know, from that became made the child emotionally disturbed, anger, you know, dislike of oneself. You know, she felt ugly. She felt that she deserves everything that happens to her, that she was stupid. You know, it was just, you know, a lot of things that, you know, come to pass, you know, going through that situation. Also, with the, I don't know if everybody watched the movie Precious.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. I just saw it.
Yeah.
Even before you get into that movie, in Philadelphia, three mm-hmm. guys broke into a elderly person that was new, a woman. She was in her, I think, early 60s or something like that, and she was deaf, and they raped her. So,
how awful.
So, well, you know, going into the, it could just be anybody in at any age. Like, what the hell would you get out of doing that?
Yeah,
but, you know, that's a disease. We're back to people being really sick.
That's true. That's definitely true. They had a story out here. Don't quote me. They had a story out here. I think it was like a 19-year-old boy that raped his, I think, his own grandmother and stuff out here. And it was sick when I heard it. It was like really sick. I was like, wow, you raped your own grandmother? Like, that's crazy. I mean, what's really going on in that child's mind to do something like that? You know? And
it's more than a sex thing. People think because they rape is a sexual thing. Not all the time is a sexual. They want to commit a sexual act. You know what I mean? It's not a sexual thing all the time, but it's that self of dominance to you know to dominate someone.
Mm-hmm. Somebody that's weaker than them, that they know that is weaker than them. So they want to dominate the situation, and it's like almost like a rush to them, the rapist. You know, it's almost like a rush to them when they're able to conquer, you know, whatever the situation is. And, you know, the situation is just terrible, because it's not just young people, it's male and females, you know, going through it. And they you know, they have some serious statistics in regards to the rape incidents. It says 1 in 6 women and 1 in 33 men will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime. College age women are 4 times more likely to be sexually assaulted. In 2007, there were 248,300 victims of sexual assault. Every 2 minutes, someone in the United States of America is assaulted. 60% of the sexual assaults are not reported to the police. Reporting has increased by 1/3 since 1993. Approximately 73% of the rape victims knew their assailants. So 73% of the rape victims, they knew most of them knew the person. Only 6% of the rapists will never spend a day in jail. That's crazy, right?
Yeah. I think that statistic is a little wrong. 1 in 6, like you mm-hmm. said, that's reported, because
mm-hmm.
talking with young women, it's very, like I'm saying, like it's more common. You know, a lot of us don't talk about it as much.
Mm-hmm.
I know as a mother, I told my children since they were young. And it was on a male, like an older man's advice, you know. You don't want your children to, you know, be caught up in the situation that you were. And, you know, my children were very young, 4 and 6, 4 or 4 and 7 when I told them. And I'm like, every time they go somewhere, you know, I check them out. I'm paranoid about it. I don't, you know, I don't play with that, because, you know, I don't want nobody to hurt my children. And for me to say that my children is 10 and 5 and I know they have not been molested yet or at all, not say yet, but I'm saying at all, to me, I feel like a milestone has been reached, because I couldn't even make it to 3 years old. And I feel like I'm doing my job trying to protect them. But we have to arm our children with information.
Mm-hmm.
These little boys, these little girls, don't trust none of this shit you hear. Someone's going to tell you they love you because they want to touch you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I always used to tell my sons as little, when he was in preschool, did your private, I don't care if they're playing around, they go, hee-hee, you better tell me. They better not touch, they don't have no reason to touch you, no, none. Like, I don't, you know, like, I always not play that with my son when he was little. He knows. I used to be like, did they touch you here, there? Were they playing? Did they do this? I had like thousands of questions as soon as I pick them up, even before I take them out to preschool, because I want to know, because I'm attacking somebody up in there, like, you know?
Exactly. I actually, not to be vulgar, I make my children undress. I check out everything. I'm like, listen.
Well, yeah, why well, know that he's big now, but when he was little, yeah, I very much used to always, you know, or be like, or I used to test on myself, too. I used to be like, not even me. You don't let me, you know, you don't let me touch you. I love you, but you don't let me touch you. And I used to test him, like, try to touch him. He's, Ma, no, you said no. I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, okay. You know,
but you
now
train them, and that's good.
Yes. It's so messed up to say that and to even, you know, whatever. But listen, this is the world we live in, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is the world we live in.
And,
I'd rather be doing that than have to take him to counseling because somebody molested him. So if you tell me which one to pick, that's what I'm doing. I'm arming them.
That's for real. And the National Center for Victims of Crime is a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-FYI-CALL, 1-800-FYI-CALL, National Center of Victims of Crime, www.ncvc.org. /GETHELP at ncvc.org. And for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Alliance, the Resource Center is 1-877-507-PTSD. 1-877-507-PTSD. Info at PTSDalliance.org. You know, to find out information or if you need a call for help or just, you know, how to deal and cope with the situation. You know, with the situation, like, if for the people that haven't watched Precious, very sad story of a young lady. And Emma, make sure you remind me, I got to get you that movie, too. It's a very sad story, the situation with Precious. Precious was a young lady. young teen, you know, just going through life. This child already had a child from her father and another child on the way from her father. And her father was molested. And the sick thing about it was her mother and her father was molesting her.
Molesting her, yeah, both.
Yeah, her mother and the father was molesting her. And the father basically was molesting her and, you know, saying that, you know, that she was better than her mother. And the mother was basically having regrets and anger towards her daughter, saying that she caused him to leave and, you know, don't think you're special because he gave you two babies and stuff. Like, what kind of mother would say that out their mouth? The emotional abuse and everything that this child went through, the mother would constantly feed her to make her become obese. And, you know, and come to find out, you know, come to find out, the father had HIV. Had HIV and died, and, you know, all this time he was having sexual intercourse with his child, he gave this young child HIV. Mm. Gave her HIV, and she has two kids to take care of. It was just a very sad movie, very sad, and through all of that, she just tried to strive and do what she could do. I mean, the mother would tell her, because the father was gone, the mother would tell her, well, come here, precious, and come take care of me, too. Like, wow, you know, this is sick.
Yeah. The rape scenes in that
and
movie.
Beat her, and would beat her.
It was,
I had
it
to,
was,
like,
was,
walk out from the rape scene because I couldn't, like, show on the father. I was, that was horrible. And just with me, I can't handle rape scenes. They will, like, take me back. And that was awful.
Very traumatic. And, you know, a lot of the women go through post-traumatic syndromes. And we got a caller from the 443. We're talking about rape. Peace, caller, from the 443.
What's up? This is Booth, Hood Punisher.
Peace, Booth. Peace. This is my sister from B-More, Hood Punisher. Female, doing her thing, you know, entrepreneur with the DVD magazine. Booth, we talking about rape, man. You know, how do you feel about the situation? Do you know anybody that's been through it and stuff like that?
I don't know anybody who hasn't been through it. I think if you're a female, if you're a female, I think it happens to every female. You just it don't skip you, whether if you recognize you was raped or not. You know, it affects every female and a lot of the males.
Mm.
You know, so that's what I know.
Well, you know, because Booz, I know you deal with some of the some of the exotic dancers out there. In the area, do you feel like a lot of them, you know, basically because of the situation that they're doing, you feel a lot of them go through it more than an average everyday female, or it really doesn't make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference because it'd be your family members, it'd be your next door neighbor, they come camouflaged and disguised as so many different people. You know what I'm saying? That's close to you. You can even have a boyfriend or somebody that you're seeing, and he believes y'all about to have sex, and you get all the way there and decide you don't want to, and then, you know, it turns into a rough thing. Or you could be asleep and wake up and all type of shit be going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know, I know one thing. My cousin, she was in a situation, and I don't even know how to help her with this because she was probably about 10, and say my other cousin was about 14 or 15, and he was making her do all type of stuff for him. And now she's talking about it, you know, but I'm just saying, girl, that's just, look how retarded I am about it. I'm like, girl, that wasn't nothing. That was just, you know, two little kids being grown.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know how to address it.
Yeah, it's definitely inappropriate for them to be touching each other in that way. And you know, when we're young and naive, sometimes we don't even see it as being rape. You know, I actually have three experiences this year, personally. One experience was when I was in the shelter at one time. A young lady I had met, beautiful young lady, beautiful kids, but due to the fact of her trauma from being raped at a young age, it caused her to be so overprotective of her kids and just, I mean, so emotionally distraught. She was just, you know, losing it. She basically told me that, you know, her father, her own father, was drugging her up when she was little, drugging her up and raping her. Drugging her up, and then her sister had found out, and she said, "I know what you're doing to my sister." And, you know, till this day, she doesn't want her children around. She always checks her children, and you become obsessive compulsive to the point because yeah. you're going through a situation like that, you know. And a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, from going through rape, it leads to a lot of, you know, females that are walking the stroll. And I don't knock people that's walking the stroll. I don't knock females that's dancing or escorting. But you have to know their story before you judge them. You don't know what they've been through. And a lot of them have been raped. A lot of them have been, you know, molested at a young age. And some of them lead to doing situations like that.
Or even forced to do that, and then it just did become second nature.
Yeah, some of them are raped and then sold into prostitution, you know, yep. and then sold into prostitution. You know, we can't forget Shania Davis, a five-year-old, sold her, my mother sold her for drugs and the prostitution. Come on now, you know. And the other experience, you know, till this, I'm thinking about this situation. I was younger, and I think I was young, and I think this girl, she was like babysitting me or something like that, and she actually like humped me. I think she like, you know, played with my stuff and everything when I was little, and I didn't think nothing of it. You know what I'm saying? As I, you know, when I was, you know, I didn't think nothing of it. But I was like, wow, I was actually getting molested, and, you know, I didn't think nothing of it, you know, because I'm like, mm-hmm. it's a girl, whatever, you know. But, you know, I was actually being molested. And then, yes. you know, and then I had another situation there. I was a little bit older, and I had, you know, this was in a dark place in my life, and I was, this is around the time when I was hustling, and it was somebody I didn't really know. But he basically put a gun to my head, and told me, you know, excuse my language, bitch, you know, strip, you know what I'm saying, bend over or whatever. So I'm like, so all I'm thinking in my head is like, when you got a dude with a gun in your head, you don't know where his mind is at. All you want to do is get back to your kid, you know. So you're like, what am I going to do, negotiate out this situation? At least if he does it, I'm going to give him a condom so he won't, you know what I'm saying, give me anything, or, you know what I'm saying, or I don't get pregnant, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, I make the situation easier so he won't beat the shit out of me till I'm, like, unrecognizable or he doesn't shoot me in the head.
Wow.
So, and at that time, I was still in the military, so I had, you know, some training. So I'm, like, more of, like, I'm going to negotiate out the situation. There's no way basically out of this shit. You know, there's no police around, there's nobody around, there's no way out of the situation except for negotiating. So I told him, I said, look, man, you know, I ain't had sex in the man, blah, blah, blah. You know, you kind of nice, but you don't need to do this, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm like, he like, man, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and come to find out was like, yo, shorty didn't have enough money, you know what I'm saying? Or he just, you know, I guess he was, you know, that hard up for sex, he thought that he needed to rape somebody. So I basically, you know, I gave him a condom and I was like, look, you know, if you got to do this, you know what I'm saying, you know, just, you know, use a condom, you know what I'm saying? And I just, like, really kind of, like, more sweet-talked him, you know what I mean, out of, like, having to pull the trigger or beating the shit out of my ass. So I basically, you know what I'm saying, you know, commence with the situation, but, you know, he left, and then he kind of, like, popped out. Like, you know, I told him, look, I got a kid, I'm trying to go home to my seat. He, like, you know, and then he kind of popped after the act was done, but either way, even though it was still rape, because it was, like, it wasn't something I wanted to do, it's because at the moment I had to go ahead and do it. Either you die and you don't see your kid no more, or you get the stuff over with and you could use protection, and you know what I'm saying, and you take the chances there. You
but at least
mean?
He was lucky enough to talk him to it, because he could have just said, fuck that, I'm just going to do it the way I want to. So that could have definitely ended a lot worse, like you said, that where he could have beat you and all that. He could have denied not doing the condom. I mean, because at this point, when somebody's willing to rape, you're not thinking about none of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's definitely not in their thoughts.
Yeah, and I had another situation. I was sitting in the car with a shorty. You know how we are. And shout out to all the girls that are, like, you know, that talk on the chat, or even me and people online. Be careful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be careful, because these people are not who they always say they are. Be careful. I'm young, dumb. I get in a car with a guy, you know what I'm saying, I ain't seen him before, get in a car with a guy, and, you know, and I'm sitting there, and it's, you know, that's why I, still to this day, I don't get into, like, you know, SUVs or, like, Yukons that have, like, real dark tints in the back. Like, even if I get in a car to somebody I know, I still, anybody's car, most people's car, I always, like, dig my hand. They might not notice me doing it, but I dig my hand to check if there's something or whatever, because I'm still paranoid. You know what I'm saying? So I was in the car, and I'm sitting in the car. Luckily, I didn't put my seatbelt on. I'm sitting in there, and we get close to somewhere, and, you know, I'm talking. He seemed like he was cool or whatever, you know, meet and greet. So he seemed like he wanted to talk. But, like, all of a sudden, I'm hearing, like, a rattling. Mind you, I'm still in the military, so I'm like, I hear rattling, right? I hear a rattling. It sounded like somebody was back in the back seat. Man, I swear to you guys, my heart almost came through my chest, right? At that moment in time, a guy lunged from the back of the Yukon and jumped forward, and a guy in the front turned into Dr. Jekyll and tried to grab me, and the other guy got caught in the back, and I just jumped out of that car with the swiftness, and he, like, ripped my shirt from the side, but I started running like crazy.
Oh, my God.
Wow, baby, you lucky.
I swear. I was definitely with you.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, God, this is the several times I had gun put to my head, but, you know, God has definitely been by my side, and, like, you know, even with the situation I said that I just went and just gave the situation up, it's like this, like, what can you do in that situation? I told another gentleman friend that I was dealing with, and I told him about the situation. He's like, oh, you should have just died and shit. You should have just died. I'm like, word?
What?
And I can't see? Are you crazy? You know, I mean, you know, my thing is, like, now to this day, like, I mean, I still have, like, my, I mean,
cause
I'm not.
Because God forbid, if your seatbelt would have been on, it would have, again, been a different story. Or if the guy wouldn't have got caught in the back, you know, lunging forward or whatever, you know, it definitely would have been a different story.
It's like, what if all of that shit, what if I was stuck in it? What if I couldn't move? What if they, like, gang raped me and threw my body? I mean, I done seen girls that then got raped and thrown in the bushes or got their heads chopped off.
Wow.
I done seen women that done got in the car and they done dragged their body along the street because the girl trying to get out of the car because realized there's two men in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The rape situation is, you know, and the post-traumatic stress after the situation is ridiculous. Because first you're like, wow, you know, like, you know, was it me that caused this situation? You know, was this supposed to happen to me, or is this, you know, my fault? And, you know, the thing about it is nobody deserves to get raped. Nobody deserves to get raped. I don't care how old you are, you know, man or woman, no one deserves to get raped at all. I despise rapists. I despise them to the utmost.
Because
they're cowards. And me, as being older in a situation, those two situations, you know, it's just like men that are raping, you know, it's a sickness. And most of these men that are rapists have a longevity of being rapists because they have been raped themselves. They have been the rapee. They have mm-hmm. been raped or forced to do sexual acts against their will, and therefore the pattern continues. You know, the pattern continues, whether it's abuse or violence and then sexual assault. But it continues. And you know, like Emma and Natalia said, there is a rapist has no face. They could be that person sitting right next to you, smiling at you. You never know. It could be your babysitter raping you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was very lucky. I had six dudes when I was like 15. This is before I got into foster care and before I got emancipated. And about five, six dudes came to my mom's house. I knew them, but they forced me to leave. My mom, you know, just thought somebody people came over, and she looks out the window, I'm gone. And apparently I had found out to the cops that they had, when I was gone for like 2 weeks, my mom couldn't find me, and they found me in a trailer. And the cops, apparently that night, these guys had planned to gang rape me. It was two of the guys that I guess had some of a conscience, because I don't know if you know that drink called Aftershock. Mm-hmm. It's really potent, and they were like, oh, we want you to chug this. And one of the guys was like, no, I'll do it. And he was like 300 pounds, and it made him drunk. I knew it would have had me laid out. And I remember the dude that was passed out kept waking up saying, you know, leave her alone. Is she okay? And I was just laughing, you know, being a young, stupid 15-year-old, not knowing. And he kept waking out of consciousness like, yeah, guys, don't leave her alone. Just, you know, make sure, you know, don't hurt her. They pretty much took me from my mom's house, and when the cops found me, I was in such a mess. And the cops told me that those two guys protected me from getting gang raped that night.
Wow.
And one of those guys was a fugitive. They were looking for him, and he was one of the ones that was trying to keep me protected from that happening to me. I would have been raped twice in 1 year. So I think it messes with us on especially my outlook on men. I have not been able to hold a stable relationship. I am petrified.
It does definitely affect relationship. That goes without saying, you know.
Well, it definitely does, because you can't just bring that up when you date somebody. Like, how do you, you know? I feel embarrassed, but I don't want to have to sit there and explain to a guy my issues is because I've been molested and raped. I just don't deal with them, you know?
That's what I'm talking right there. We got a caller from the 865 Peace Queen, Yon Street Queens, the movement with Boo, Natalia, and Emma, E2K Magazine, and we're talking about rape right now.
Yeah, my name is Nick. I've been listening to y'all for a second. What I wanted to speak on was just that I think one of the biggest hindrances to stopping rape or having women report rape accurately is the women who come out and falsely report rape. And I really feel that, you know, over time, you know, women who come out and misreport rape, you know, coming out and accurately reporting a rape in that situation with all the trauma that's involved, I work in the mental health field and deal with, you know, the post-traumatic stress on a day-to-day basis and trauma. And, you know, in that situation, it's just something obviously that as people who have gone through it are listening and are involved with the conversation, it's something that's very difficult to do. And it takes a lot of times the support of friends and family to even come forward. And doing that in a timely manner is key to getting any kind of, you know, law enforcement results that matter. But when you have any type of person that would come out and you know, misinform, you know, the situation, what that does is, you know, it convolutes the situation to where over time, you know, you have false allegations which just do not allow, you know, proper reporting and proper law enforcement to get involved with the situation. How do you guys feel about all that?
No, that's true. I mean, that does happen. That does happen, and that is a problem. Because There are young ladies. Usually the ones that are false reporting usually are the younger and naive ones. You know, I haven't heard of too many cases where an older, unless, you know, like they say, the woman's scorned and she knows no better. You know, everybody's very vindictive when they get their feelings hurt. And, you know, it's been done. You know, and it's sad because it does take away from someone that's really going through it and is truthful, and they're looking at them crooked. I like, you sure this really happened to you? And you start getting all those questions that you really don't need that when you're going through something so traumatic, because it goes back to you feeling like it's your fault. You know,
right.
So, I mean, it happens. It's something that the only way we can go about is that's really talking to, you know, to women and try for them, hopefully, to understand that this is serious and this is something not to be played with, not to be making false accusations. You know, you can't be going around saying that someone raped you or violated you just so you can hurt them and it be a lie. It happens. Absolutely, it happens. This is an imperfect world. You know, that happens and more. But hopefully, you know, those women, you know, maybe listening to this show or anywhere else that this topic is talked about, they can really understand. And when they hear us, you know, women's story that really have gone through it, hopefully they can deteriorate from doing those type of things. I mean, but, you know, this is the world we live in. And unfortunately, that does happen. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't have one particular solution other than I hope I find somebody I can slap her up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because that's foul, you know, that's foul. You don't do that. You just don't do that.
What you fear is that for every one person that comes forward with a false allegation, I mean, you've probably got five or six or seven or who knows how many women that have been violated honestly that are so fearful of coming forward, be it for shame or be it for they're fearful for retaliation, for violence or for whatever the situation is, that don't come forward. And and you just have to wonder if the numbers weren't skewed so much. I mean, when you've got law enforcement going after, you know, these false allegations, and you know they're not you know properly distributing the resources, and then you know the whole system is there for, and then the system is corrupt in itself. But the system is, as far as when it comes to rape, is not being properly allocated. And it's just such a shame because rape is such a profound. I mean, it has an effect, like you guys were just alluding to. I mean, whether it happens to a 5-year-old or it happens to a 25-year-old, rape will affect you for the rest of your life. Whether it happens one time or it happens, five or 10 times, 25 times, it will affect you for the rest of your life. It is a traumatic experience, and it has a profound effect for the rest of your life.
So, quick question, since you deal with the post-traumatic disorder, most people that are suffering through it, what are some of the symptoms and some of the cases that you see?
It varies. Everything is a case-by-case basis. But I also deal with people who have dual diagnosis. I deal with all different kinds of things, people who also have autism or people who also have a mental retardation diagnosis. I deal with all kinds of things. So, I mean, to sit here and pigeonhole would just be ludicrous, but
what are one of the telltale signs? There's got to be one thing that stick out
anything. Okay. Well, touch the inability to form a functional relationship, I would say, would be it. That would, if I could just say one thing that came to mind, the inability to form a functional relationship. I've never seen one person who had what you would classify as a functional long-term relationship in the context of like a marriage. I've never seen it.
Or a good relationship.
I've never once seen it, and it's a damn shame. But I've never once seen it. And to speak on what one of y'all were pointing out earlier, as far as with dating, how are you going to bring it up? What I would say would be probably the hardest thing, but also would be the best thing, is just to be completely upfront. And like I said, I know that's probably just sounds so hard, and it probably sounds obscene, like how are you going to do that? But that's what I would say. As somebody in the field, if I were on a date, and somebody, you know, you're on a date, and if it's going well, before it got to a second date, if the person brought it up to me, you know, I'm 26, you know what I mean? And if I was on a date with somebody and at the end of the date, if it's going well and they were like, hey, you know, this is going well, I just want to let you know this. And they disclosed it, you know, in a proper way, you know, and make a decision at that point. I mean, because it's important information. It's pertinent. And you be realistic about it, because it is what it is. And you holding it inside is not going to accomplish anything. Nothing at all. I mean, you have to make sure all the other bases are covered. I mean, if you're not trying to have a second date anyway, then you're not trying to have a second date anyway. Disclosing at the beginning of that first date doesn't make any sense, because that's going to creep out the rest of the date. But if the whole first date goes well, disclosing at the end of the first date. You know what I mean? I mean, does that make sense?
I mean, it makes sense. Like, this weekend, I went on a date to go see Precious with somebody I've been on a couple of dates. You know, he's been trying to date me for the last 2 months. And it wasn't when we were in the car driving back from the movie theater, you know, I was, because I don't open up, you know, to a lot of people. I keep to myself, you know, and that's a private part. I don't, you know, first date, regardless if it's going good, I can wait like a couple of dates before I let people in my life, because I don't know if you're going to stay around. And, you know, I opened up and I told him, and he was like, you're real calm about it. Like, how, you know, he's like, I'm surprised that you're able to, you know, talk to me about this. And I'm just like, well, that's the reason why I had to walk out of the movie, because I go into flashbacks real quick. I wake up still with nightmares thinking that someone's on top of me raping me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sitting here washing the walls, like cleaning it with the rag, and I would have visuals of being a little girl and having someone touch me inside of me. And it took me a while, like, wow, like, I'm 30 and I'm getting these visuals now.
Wow.
You know, it traumatizes me. And, I mean, like, you're right. I can't, I'll be honest, I can't. I have not been able to have I've been in relationships, but they weren't good relationships. They were either abusive, or I picked people that just didn't love me the way they were, you know, that a man should love a woman. Because I've always felt like it scares me. Like, to be loved the right way, it's unfathomable to me. And it's affected a lot of relationships.
that's something that's going to be constantly, you know, consistent. It's not a situation where, like, that man or somebody can basically, it's something that you would have to sit down and say, am I going to confront my demon and stuff? This is a situation that's going to last for, you know, the rest of your life, but it's about the individual and how they deal with it. I've counseled some rape victims, women that have actually been on street corners and have, you know, done escorting and stuff like that, from the rape, some of them are looking for that father figure because they didn't have that father figure to protect them, that they feel, you know, if their father figure was there, they wouldn't have been raped. And, you know, being with those situations, they find themselves, and this comes from a lot of women that are in abusive relationships. We've done a show with, Emma's been on here with us, and we did a series on abuse, spousal abuse, assault on women, and you know, and women who have survived abuse, a lot of them have been molested. A lot of them have been molested, and they find themselves in repetitive situations and relationships of constant abuse, whether it's verbal, whether it's physical, whether they're getting raped by their own husband or boyfriend. You know, you can be married and stuff and be raped also. If you can't be married and be raped, you know. Don't think you can't be. And there's a site for people. It's www.rapehelp.com, rapehelp.com. And got a couple of myths real quick, because some people have different myths and stuff. Like, and there are some narrow-minded people that actually believe some myths out here. One myth is a woman can provoke rape by the way she dresses and acts. Fact, a woman has the right to dress and act how she wants. The fault of rape is not on the rapist. Not on the rapist. He was the one who committed the crime. Right? And myth. Only attractive women are raped.
That's not true.
Fact.
Attraction's in the eye of the beholder anyhow. So.
Fact. Anyone can be raped. Young, older, attractive, unattractive. Doesn't matter what the age. You can be raped.
Yeah. It's true, because there's infants. There's grandmother and there's infants. You got infants. I've heard stories of infants, 3 and 4 months old, being raped.
Yeah, I was just, going to say, there was an infant around, I live in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. There was an infant around here that was just being raped a couple months ago.
Wow.
That's sick. Yeah,
that's crazy. Wow, and another myth, if a woman does not resist, then she's not raped. That's crazy. So
you were just saying about that alcohol. If you'd have drank that drink, I don't think you'd have been resisting too much.
A lot of women, we all know about the, the date rape drug. If you're sedated, or, somebody has some kind of tranquilizer or something to knock you out, how can you resist?
It's definitely not consensual. You're not consenting because you're not even conscious.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people believe this myth. Most women are raped by strangers. That's not true. Majority of cases are either their family, husband, boyfriend, family member, relative, friend, or an acquaintance.
Definitely somebody you know.
Myth: a husband can do what he wants in the bed with his wife, so you can never say a husband can actually rape his wife. They are married, aren't they? No, no means no.
They're married, but he doesn't own her body.
Yeah, now you're getting biblical.
and some people even believe that if there's no cuts and bruises, then there's no reason to call rape.
What about the inside bruises?
And ladies, if you are raped, please go to the authorities.
Go to the hospital right away. Yes. You gotta get there ASAP, because that stuff that go away. The physical stuff goes away.
Yeah.
That's your proof. The physical stuff is your proof. You wait 36 hours. That stuff's gonna be gone.
Yeah, dude. Don't go straight to the police. Go straight to the hospital. Don't wash up. Take all that stuff, all the clothes and everything you wore that day. Go over there as soon as possible.
Call your moms. Call your sister. Go to the hospital.
Yeah, and tell the hospital staff to conduct a rape kit exam again to make sure that that you have possible evidence against your rapist. Insist on a urine sample at the hospital, a urinalysis, draw down everything that happened exactly that night, as much as you can remember, and keep writing until you write down every single word, and also. For National Sexual Assault Hotline, 24-hour hotline, is 1-800-656-HOPE. 1-800-656-HOPE. And get therapy. Get therapy. As some people aren't as strong as, some of the ladies that are on the line with me, even though some of us go through our certain situations, but we know how to deal with. But some people are different. Some women have committed suicide after rape, because they just couldn't deal with the guilt and the shame of it. Some women have committed suicide, so please, we implore you to get therapy afterwards. Please get therapy. It's serious.
Absolutely. There's free stuff available. You should check it out.
Yeah, definitely. We're gonna go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back. We're talking about rape. We have Boots Live on the line. Emma E2K Magazine and Natalia. And sir, could you tell us your name once again, sir?
Nick.
We have Nick on the line also. We're going to go to a quick
All right,
commercial.
Well, I'm going too then. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, you have to step off, because we would like to keep you on the line to tell about hood partnership too. You just going to a quick commercial.
Okay.
We're going to a quick commercial. We'll be right back.
Having a party? Meet a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online mp3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. We're back on the line, and we're talking about rape, and we're wrapping it up. We talked about rape. We shared about different experiences, and we talked to different women about their different experiences on the line. And we're back on the line. We're wrapping it up, and we're going to give you guys the new and stuff like that. Bruce, what's your final thought on the rape situation?
I just feel like females need to step up. And, you know, it's not only just females. Men are getting raped, too. You know what I'm saying? So I just wish everybody to step up and say something, because being touched is not right, especially when you're a child, when a baby is involved. I mean, there's no especially, because any type of touch when you're not welcoming it is a violation. You know what I'm saying? So I just wish people would speak up and say something and, you know, just let it be known and not just feel that they got to keep it in. I spoke to my friend earlier telling her about the subject, and she couldn't call in because, you know, it just brings back too many bad memories for her. And, you know, I feel bad for people that's like that, because there's no way that we can get to the solution, you know, of just fixing the problem.
So I just wish people would stand up. That's real talk. And just to let everybody know, if they don't know, because I know you're busy and everything, man, let them know about Hood Punishers DVD and how they can purchase it and all that, man, and tell them about the Hood Punishers DVD.
Well, first, you could purchase them online, hoodpunishers.ning.com, and you could go on there and see previews as to what I have going on. And just a little example of what I have going on is just promotional. You know, if you got something you want the world to know, I'm the person, you know, to get to that will definitely put it out there for you. Whether you sing, rap, dance, whatever you do, you got a store, just you model, you know, whatever you want to put out there, you just want to be a motivation speaker, you know, just to give them a little, you know, voice, you know, of inspiration, then that's cool too. And I bring all of that to you on one DVD, and hopefully, you know, the world will love it the way how I love it. And that's it, hoodpunishers.ning.com, MySpace. All you got to do is type in hoodpunishers, Twitter, Blackface, Facebook.
How can they email you? How can they email you if they want to get on?
Hoodpunishers@gmail.com.
That's what's up.
That's it.
We appreciate you, Bruce, for coming, man. That's definitely a good look right there. And I hope your friend gets the help that she needs, man, for real.
I know. Thank you. And I'm glad I could have called in and been some type of assistance. I hope I could have helped out somebody listening, something. Even though I didn't really speak of none of my, you know, my problems in a situation. But just so everybody know that I think everybody experiences it. It's not just one particular person.
Mm-hmm. That's real tough. That's real tough. And Natalia, how do you what's your thoughts on the situation, your final thoughts?
Y'all need to get to the hospital, talk to somebody, get to the hospital first, and don't be scared. And we shouldn't blame ourselves because we need to get the help physically and get people, once they've been raped, to start going and dealing with the emotional aspects of it. You know, so we can help, they can help themselves live healthier lives as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I would have done. I'm the type that likes to just hold things in and just, I numb myself with a lot of drugs. And mm-hmm. Now I can put the situation, I can deal with it, I can talk about it. But I would love to, you know, if any young women listening and even young gentlemen, young or old, this happens, it's not your fault. Just get the help right away. Don't be scared. Confront the issue. It's the only way that you're going to be able to resolve the issue.
And for those of you that don't know, Natalia, tell them about the stuff that you do, all the beautiful things you do in the industry, and stuff, and how they can contact you and stuff.
Well, I'm on Twitter, Colombian Princess. I'm on Facebook. I've been down with Ozone for the last 6 years. Julia Beverly is one of my mentors. And just a little bit on the industry, I help out with a lot of the music conferences that TJ's DJs does in Tallahassee. I've managed a few underground artists. But I just pretty much do this out of love of hip-hop, you know, try to get out there and support all my new coming friends that I've met. I'm all about helping y'all. There's too many crooked people in the industry, so I think, you know, I like to change it up a little bit.
That's what's up, man. How can they, contact you if they want to get in contact with you?
Oh, you can ColombianPrincess420@gmail.com, and that's Colombian. And Princess spelled regularly, of course, 420 at gmail.com. Y'all can hit me up on that Twitter. I'm on there. I'm on Luscious, one of her followers.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, definitely. Emma, what's your final thoughts on the situation?
I don't have a final thought, but I'm just going to say something for now. I just want to encourage everybody that's been in the situation or not, you know, just to be cautious, you know, be cautious of your surroundings and the people that you deal with. You know, I mean, we don't always fully know people like we think we do. You know, sometimes we do. My mother had to learn that the hard way. You know, she confided in some of her real close friends, letting them watch me, and things happened to her daughter, you know what I'm saying, under their watch. So, you know, these are people that she obviously entrusted, you know, her children with. So we never know, you know, we just never know everyone fully. But then again, we're not going to stop living. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, you always be cautious, but don't be paranoid. Because even in that paranoia, you can actually cause something in your paranoia that normally wouldn't have happened, you know? So just be cautious, you know? Pray a lot, you know, to whoever it is, you know, that's the higher power that you believe in, you know, because, you know, prayer fixes things. Prayer does things, you know. Try to live a peaceful and positive life because the karma counts a lot. What you throw out in this world is definitely going to smack it right back to you. So even when bad things are done, you know, reply it with good things. I know it sounds easy. It's harder to do. But, you know, I think that's why I get so involved in doing a lot of like, community work, a lot of positive stuff. I'm into this real positive stuff, even though there's been 80% negative stuff done to me in my life, but it's karma. you know, I'm going to throw out positive to get positive back, you know? I mean, that's all I got to say for that right now.
That's true, and everybody knows the beautiful and sexy MH2K magazine, but for those that don't know, let them know.
Oh, you didn't say sexy.
I did say sexy.
You said sexy? Okay, because I don't know what's your problem about acknowledging how sexy I be after 40, you know what I mean?
I like her.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying, boo? I'm going on 42. I need that sexy, you know, introduction here going on. Uh-huh. And you could also follow me on Twitter. I'm E2K on Twitter. I'm E2K E2K underscore magazine on Twitter. I don't really promote the Facebook because I'm a personal tip, but, you know, I'm on Facebook. E2K Magazine on Facebook, on MySpace, any social network I'm on there, tagged, anything that's out, mi gente, Black Planet, going back in the days. But I'm there, E2K Magazine. Google me. Google me. YouTube. Go to YouTube. Just put E2K Magazine, E2K on the spot, and, you know, and just see all the things I do and everything that I'm about. And everything I'm about is definitely a positive movement for the women. You know what I'm saying? Just advocate the women. Got nothing against the fellas. I love you. But, you know, us women need to empower each other a little more. We don't do that. You know, we're very guilty of that for some reason. But we're going to change that around. 2010 is right here, so we're going to definitely change that around.
And that's real talk right there. You never lied about that, man. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely... about that one. You got to support all these ladies in their whole entire movement. We got to bring our gentlemen in here and let us know, sir. You want to let us know, you know, say how people can get in contact with you and stuff like that, sir?
Well, you mind if I make a final statement? Is that cool?
Oh, yeah, you can make a final statement and then let us know everything. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Two things real quick. First of all, just because it hasn't been brought up, I'd like to reiterate, just be cognizant of all your sisters. Like, just if the false reporter, I really feel, honestly, in my heart, the false reporter, for every time something is false reported, be it from a small town or be it a celebrity, every time something is false reported, Ben Roethlisberger right to your small town, that is 10 times or so that somebody who honestly had something happen is not going to come forward, because be it law enforcement right to the girl herself, it's, you know, she feels less comfortable, or law enforcement feels more jaded in actually pursuing it. Okay, so one way or the other. Okay, and I'm no cop lover, I'm just saying. Okay, then the second point, therapy. Definitely get the therapy, okay? But the most important point of all, just to retouch on what Natalia said, she said so eloquently, go to the hospital right away, okay? Don't call the cops, go to the hospital, okay? You don't even need to go into all of it. You just go there, you say the magic word, the R word, okay? You mention it, they're gonna know what to do, okay? They'll take care of it. Just go there and say that. They'll take care of it, okay? That's what you need to do. Call your mom and go there, or whatever you need to do. Get in touch with me. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about me. I'm a musician. I got records out and stuff, but I ain't worried about promoting myself. I'm just worried about this. Like, you girls just get help if this happens. It's a horrible thing. I got plenty of people in my life been affected by this in a negative way. Just get help. All right?
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Nick, for real, man. Definitely.
Yeah.
And we're on each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, and we always talk about different issues that affect the world and women in life and just the entire world and community. So, you know, you're always welcome to come through. You know, we always love our kings and stuff. You know.
That's Thursdays at 8, because I'll tell you what happened. Like, I just happened to be up on Twitter, and I guess I don't even know. Like, I just happened to follow Natalia. I guess I don't even know her name. I happen to follow, like, Colombian something or another on Twitter. I happen to sit around and saw, like, it said call in to such and such a number, and I happen to be like, all right, I want to see if I get this phone. I was like, I have to copy-paste this number in my phone. I did it and got off on here, so that's how I got on the line. All right.
I'm bringing the public in.
All right, then. You go, girl.
Natalia's there, right there.
Promote.
Yo, this be Nick Utah. What up?
Hey.
What's good?
Tell me this. Twitter world, yo. The Twitter
I'm
world.
I'm one of her people. All right. Yeah, is it Thursdays at 8? I'll check it out. I'll save the number. I'll check it out. Cool.
Yeah,
I appreciate you guys a lot. I appreciate you a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we also appreciate you.
Yeah, yeah. All right, cool. Have a good
night.
You
right,
too.
Hey, man. I guess we got to go ahead and thank Natalia right there, man, for bringing the call to you.
On her Twitter, everybody start following the Colombian princess.
I heard that.
And I got to thank Bruce, and I brought Bruce in here. You know what I'm saying? Definitely doing her thing out there in Baltimore. I mean, she demands her respect out there. Ain't no game, just like we all do. Kicking in the door with our heels or our Tims or whatever we got on.
Kicking the door.
Well, it ain't a game out here, man. We definitely doing. We are female bosses. Doing our thing, you know, and definitely, you know, trying to change the world one day at a time, you know.
And one person at a time.
So Emma has a wonderful announcement for us. For all those people that don't know, we're getting close to that time, Christmas, and you already know. Christmas, to me, I feel it's every single day, but sometimes, you know, there are children out here, there are mothers, single mothers out there that can't afford to get their kids presents. And,
or single dads.
And single dads that can't afford to get presents for their children, whether it be hat gloves, whether it be something from the dollar store. The dollar store has teddy bears and all kinds of stuff going on. Whatever you can do or donate, Emma has a wonderful announcement for you. Stay tuned. Go ahead, Emma.
That's a good one. How you doing, people? It's that time again. It's our 8th annual Kris Kringle Toy Drive 2009. Yes, I said 8th. That means we've been doing it for the last 8 years. We do this toy drive usually in the Bronx, being that I'm a Bronx Bomber resident. Well, used to be resident, but, you know, I dedicate a lot of time to New York. And this is my way to give back. So December 20th of this year, we're going to be in the Bronx. We'll be in Willis Avenue and 140th. The address is 304 Willis Avenue, corner of 140th. We actually were there 2 years ago, and we did our 6th toy drive there 2 years ago. So we'll be there. Doors open at 3 o'clock from 3 to 6. All kids welcome from the ages of newborn to 16 years old. And what happens is you get to come in, and you get to actually pick a toy. We display it as if you were to go into a toy store, and you get to pick whatever you want inside it. So first come, first serve, whatever's in there, everybody gets first dibs, you know, accordingly how it goes online. So this is how we do. We're trying to give, you know, right now as it stands, we have close to a little over 100 toys to be able to give 100 toys to 100 kids as it stands right now. There's still people sending in their money orders and their checks. There's still people sending donations as far as even the toys itself. Like I said, those that don't have the time to go buy a gift, with $20, I can buy several gifts. $20, I can buy two or three gifts. On the $5 or $5, they got a $5 below store over here at the Franklin Mills Mall, and I go bananas over there. So, you know, whoever don't have the time, just send in the money order. That's P.O. Box 17778. That's 17778, Philadelphia, PA, 19135. And you can address that to E2K Magazine. Send your money order, $10, $5. If you have the gourd to do a $1 money order, I'll take it, you know. It's all for the kids. We want to see them smiling. It's just a pleasure to be able to allow them to come in the place and them see all the toys that are there, stuffed animals and stuff, and where they can just grab anything they want. It's a wonderful feeling. It's like no other. Those that want to volunteer as well, please hit me up at e2kmagazine@gmail.com. You know, we always appreciate the volunteers that come through and help us out. We definitely need top security because when we're dealing with children and toys, but the security is in full effect. We got that covered. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got that covered. Just come in, you know, come in peace. 304 Willis Avenue and 140th, first come, first serve. We're going to be there for, like, hopefully for 3 hours, depending how everything goes. Once the toys go, we go. You know, we're not holding anything on layaway. This is free. Again, let me say the word free, F-R-E-E. So when something's free, just got to come and get it. You know, and that's how we do it. That's how we give back, just to be able to see the smiling faces on the kids. And, again, this is for the kids. I don't want no grown-ups on the line because you will be dismissed. You know, it's for the children. Newborns, I understand the mother got to hold the newborn. So you come in with the newborn, you grab them for the newborn. But, you know, at 16, you better have ID because you 16-year-olds not be looking too grown. I want ID. But December 20th, 304 Willis Avenue, 140th in the Bronx. We're going to be there, E2K Magazine, Street Queens, The Movement, Lush Radio, the Ad Records, Evolve Clothing. I mean, there's a whole bunch of sponsors that, you know, there's a whole list. I will be here, you know, just saying everybody. But just go to the website, E2KMagazineOnline.com. For further information, make yourself a member. Natasha, go over there. Make yourself a member, E2KMagazineOnline.com. Become a member, and we'll be able to blast off everything that we're doing all the time. And stay up for the coat drive next year, early next year for Carl Blazer's coat drive. We're also collecting coats already. So
yeah,
that's what I do, giving back to the community.
Yeah. Last year we had Strictly Bought One. They donated several bags, and a lot of people donated stuff last year with the coat drive. So it definitely was a big thing. So we really implore you guys, and even with the Kris Kringle, whatever you can do, whether it be hat, gloves, socks, whatever.
Pajamas, toy pajamas.
Whatever, you know, donate something. But we definitely need you guys to definitely come through and support. That's going down. What's the date on the Kris Kringle? What's the deadline?
Sunday, for them to submit stuff in.
Uh huh.
Up to that same day, if they want to go over there and take it personally.
Is this Sunday?
No. Next Sunday, the 20th. Sunday the 20th. You know, I'm taking up to that same day, right before 3 o'clock, that the doors open. If you got something that same day, come on in. I'm going to be there as of 1 o'clock setting up. So just come on in and bring whatever it is that you have. You know, like I tell people, look, come down. If you're going to come down and you're going to bring 6 kids to get toy, you can't bring 1 toy. Leave me 1 toy and take 6. I think that's a fair exchange. So
yeah.
I could be able to have other kids, right? Is that a fair exchange? I think I'd be more than fair. You bring 5-6 kids. I'm giving all those kids free toys. You can't come with a gift. I mean, with a toy.
Uh-huh.
Everybody does that. Don't I think I have enough? You know, for not the whole hood, because the hood is big, yo. But Sunday from 3 to 6, whoever's awake at that time, they gonna get a toy.
We got another caller from a block number. You're live on Street Queens, The Movement with the beautiful Natalia and the sexy Emma to E2K Magazine and your girl Leshy Les. Street Queens, The Movement. Peace.
Peace. I noticed you didn't put an adjective on your name. Or your name.
Wow, my king. I haven't heard from you in a while. Can I give you like a over the phone hug?
Yeah.
That's peace, King. Wow, miss you.
Yeah,
wow.
Miss y'all too, you know?
We gotta give him this real quick. We gotta give him this real quick.
Give him some. Give him some. Yeah. Da da.
You feel so special.
You are, boo. Stop playing. You know you are.
I feel special. Ladies, what's going on?
Nothing much, man. We have a new member to the team. We got Ashley, we got Natalia, and you know the sexy Emma is always on here. Strong, this is our strong stallion right here that's on the team, right? You know, and we definitely getting it in, and we just talked about rape and everything, and you know,
Renacy is also an artist.
And he's our honorary king.
He is.
Yeah, he rocks
hard with us. He definitely do.
I feel so special.
Now, Cole, when you hear go yada da, that's just like a private thing for us, but that's him. Anytime we be yada da, you already know we talk about Renacy.
Now, let me get the name correct. Natavia?
No, it's Natalia, just like my daughter's
Natalia.
Name.
Natalia. Oh, okay. Natalia. Right, you know I'm not going to forget that.
All right, that's good.
Colombian Princess on Twitter, because she go hard with the Twitter.
Okay.
Mamita, I found you too.
Natalia, I got you. You see, I'm going to say it like 6 times to make sure it's embedded in my brain. So, yeah. Natalia. So now I heard you guys speaking on something. I was trying to finish hearing what you were saying. You were saying something about, you know, bring one gift.
Well, I was mentioning my cold drive, the 8th annual cold drive we're doing in the Bronx this year, December 20th.
Oh, okay.
I was explaining to some people, you know, because people were like, oh, can I bring my son, my nephew? I said, you can bring all the kids you want, but just, you know, bring a toy. Bring one toy. You know, if you bring in 5 or 6 kids and they're all going to get free toys, bring one.
Right.
Isn't that, like, you know, that's more than a fair exchange, right?
I would believe so, yeah.
You know, so we can be able to continue to, you know, like right now, I have close to 100, I can probably give toys over 100, maybe close to the 150. I have enough toys to give out for kids, but I want to do 200, 300, you know, kids, so...
Wow, you're going hard in the paint.
That's right, going in.
Yeah.
I'm going in for the Christmas. I'm going in. I love it. It's nothing like it, man. You just have to be in there in those moments. That's like so, my cup runneth over, you know? That's all I can say, man. My cup runneth over to see the kids just running in and just snatching stuff, and you'd be like,
all day. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, you know, but it's just for the children, you know? I mean, we do it for the kids.
That's what's up. So whatever you guys, anybody out there that can submit or send something in and everything, or you just want to donate, you know, even if it's $5, you know, we ain't trying to break your pockets.
Even if you have the audacity to do a dollar money order, I'm going to take it, and no, with no offense.
That's
with
this economy.
Because I think it costs $1 to do $1 money order. So.
Renacy, anything new or anything going down for Christmas or anything in the Bay Area? What's going down?
Trying to see if it's anything. Well, it's always something going down. I know it. I did something. I forgot. It was like at my mother's job. They had something going, and I bought something courtesy of my company and just contributed, you know, and submitted that. I guess it's going to some random child or something like that. So
that's nice, man. Sure, you know, it's always good to get.
Everybody needs to do their part. That's right, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I love children, so you know what I mean. So, seeing a child smile, man.
So important.
Look at Renacy. He just be making you feel all warm.
I'm sentimental. That's my weak spot, too.
Oh, warm. Well, like I done drank some coquito or something already. Oh.
I got a soft spot in my heart for children. I really do.
We got another caller from the 347. New York is in the building. Peace. You're on the street, Queens are moving. Peace.
Peace. 347?
Peace.
Peace. It's
not
Wayne.
Peace.
Huh? Did you say Lil Wayne? What did you say?
It's not Rain.
What's up, not Rain? Not Rain? Stop. Not Rain, we trying to call in with the sexy one. What's up, Narain? How you doing, man? Long time, man.
A mess. I know it's been too long. It's good to hear y'all on your day. I'm just calling to show some support.
We appreciate you, man. We truly appreciate you, Narain. You got some poetry or something for us since you came through, man? Because, you know, we like hearing you, you know what I'm saying, spit your stuff, man.
I always got something for y'all. I mean, I don't know. I just caught the tail end of what y'all was saying. I know y'all was promoting the soy drive.
Mm-hmm. I know you're going to be there.
I'm going to do my best to be there. If not, you know what I mean? Like, you already know. Support anything that has anything to do with anything that's positive.
Well. Now, Rain is definitely giving the sexy voice tonight, man, for real.
You always got the sexy voice.
Now, Rain is giving the sexy voice tonight.
Like you're a mess.
Now, Rain.
Yeah.
Now, Rain is a wonderful spoken art poet, and, you know, he definitely has a wonderful delivery. And he's in New York area and doing some real big things and stuff like that. And you know what I'm saying? Definitely got a strong team with YouTube Magazine and Emma backing them and everybody support them. So, now, Rain, you got it for me?
Yeah, I got something for y'all.
Man, now, Rain is killing me with his sexy voice tonight, huh?
But that's his voice. Like, you silly.
Y'all said the power two hearts connected so effective, especially when you least suspect it. Without love, nothing is important. I thought I was in love, but my heart had an abortion. Just when I got hype, love set sights. I only find love through the poems I write. Sometimes I break night, recite. Use my words to finesse mics behind the wheel of Benz. I blow a red light, overwhelmed by certain circumstances in my life. Think about how I can make a change. Teach the world about love to escape the pain. Someone's loss is another one's gain. Buddy Holly and now Rain, love is strange.
Wow. Nice, Narain. Narain with the sexy voice tonight. Ow. Like a lion. You lucky I'm not in New York, I'll bite you right now.
Gotta forgive me because I'm a little under the weather. I got a little cough and all that, but I definitely had to, couldn't pass up the opportunity to show love. And I mean, it's been a long time coming, but I had to stop by. So, you know.
That's what's up, man. We got nothing but love. Now, Rain, tell everybody how they can get in contact with you now,
Yeah, y'all can always get in contact with me through Emma. My manager, I love her. E2K Magazine all day. The album Poetic is coming soon. We want to release it the 26th. So y'all stay tuned for that.
The 26th of January.
That's what's up, man. So y'all better hit up Emma to get in contact with Narain.
Also find him on the MySpace. Just Narain everything. Google Narain. Facebook Narain. Everything Narain. You can find him. Everywhere through Narain, NYRAINE.
Narain, it's okay that you don't feel good, because, the strength that you came through and just supported Street Queens, the movement, makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside, and you sound so cute. You got the big success. And I wish I had, like, cough drops and all that stuff, just like, you help me throw it out and all that,
Bless you, it's stupid.
Narain, sound like you got more than a fan right there. More than a fan.
Well, I'm done, Narain. Narain know I love him, man. I remember when I was bringing the turkey over there, Narain just looked at me. I said, Narain, you going to help me with the turkey, huh?
We almost died that day.
We almost died. You forgot about that life.
Oh, man.
We almost all traveled to the universe together.
Yeah, for real, man.
Went to heaven that day.
For real. It was crazy, man. But, I love Emma. I love Narain, man. Definitely, This is what it's about, man. Street Queens, the movement, always brings beautiful people together, to do wonderful things, man. And Renesy is a wonderful artist also, He tries to fake like he doesn't sing, but he does sing. And he raps, but he mainly raps, but, he sings, although he harmonizes, he's faking. But anyway, he does his thing, and he has, He has another wonderful company he deals with, DFM, Digital Fantasy Media, that does all the professional voiceovers and stuff like that. Well, Renacy can, you know what I'm saying, tell people how they can contact him. What's up, Ren Ren? Yada da, a.k.a. Yada ya. Yada yada da.
Oh, yada da, Bocala. I feel that introductory.
After I did that wonderful introduction, you just dipped out?
Hello.
Renacy, man, I gave you a whole introduction. You just played me, dog. Come on.
Nah, you know what? I stepped away from the phone for a sec, and I actually really came back.
You're going to have to download the show and hear the high introductory Les just gave you.
You were talking to Nairane and Emma and all that, so I didn't want to interrupt and say, hey, I'll be back.
Well, she showed you massive love. You're going to have to download the show, though.
Oh, you know, I'm
up to you now.
You're definitely
on stage now. You're on stage now. It's up to you to, you know, give us all your information now.
Okay, if anyone wants to get in touch with me, Rennessy, R-I-N-N-E-S-S-Y, and, you know, I could be reached at most of the social networks, MySpace, Twitter. The Facebook is where you probably find me most of the time, you know what I'm saying? But any one of them will work, so I check them all.
How do you spell your name again?
It's R-I-N-N-E-S-S-Y. Caramel could play a dude with the braided hair. That would be me.
The braids, the shades.
He gave you out his Facebook. He ain't give me his Facebook, and I know him longer. He ain't even give me
Look. But see, the whole thing is, it's not. I didn't avoid Lush. I'm not avoiding you, Lush. You know? I don't know. It's just one of those things that incidentally just never happened. It's funny. Nah, man. Lush is my ace. Boom. Coon. Come on.
She knows. She was fun. She feels a certain way today.
Ace, boom. Coon. Where y'all at?
No, she feels a certain way today. I don't know.
We're gonna
let her rock because she's feeling a certain way today, Renacy. I don't know.
So,
I'm gonna let her be today, but I'm watching her. I'm watching her.
I'm gonna find Lush tonight. I'm gonna find Emma tonight.
I just added you on Facebook, Renacy, and with the Z E E, that's you. Ooh, with the shades, look at you.
That's me.
Renacy. All right, just send my request.
Okay. I'm going to go accept immediately.
You're so funny.
And I'm going to Twitter to look for Colombian Princess because
she's
on the job.
That's what's up. And for y'all that don't know, tonight your girl, Leslie Lush, is getting interviewed on the Nancy O Show, which is a North Carolina FM radio show. And I will be getting interviewed tonight at 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. So
and
it'll be
7:15 Pacific Standard Time.
and to listen in to hear the live streaming is at www.wxyc.org. www.wxyc.org. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be live on there getting interviewed, you know, I'm going to talk about Street Queens and Movement, all the cats, shout out all my cats and everything. So, the cats that I don't shout out, it's not like I don't want to shout you out. It might be like I forget because I'm trying to hurry up and say stuff because you know how FM radio do. They ain't like online radio. You know, they try to cut you off with the quickness. So I'm going to be on there and everything. So, like, if you can't listen, you know what I'm saying, it'd be great. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely, you know, love everybody. It definitely comes and checks us out each and every Thursday. We always talking about real issues that affect the world and everything. So, guys, like, you know, I don't know. Did we talk about Tiger's situation last week? How do you guys feel about Tiger right now? Like, I mean, like, people are starting to pull Tiger moves out here. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's like the new slogan. Like, you just pulled a Tiger, man.
Wow.
Tiger Woods, man. Come on now. So what do you feel about it, man? You know what I'm saying? Since you're a man, how do you feel about it?
Well, it's never okay to take vows with somebody and then, you know, deceive somebody. That's never okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care where you at, what line of work you into, it's never okay. I mean, but, you know, as far as Tiger Woods, I'm tired of hearing about it, but that's not to say, that's not to excuse him and say, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I still don't agree it's not okay. It's still never okay.
Now, Rain, you're a man. What you think about it? Nareen
pulled one of my moves. Look.
Like, Chad, you're it.
I don't really know much about what's going on with the Tiger Woods, but I know I heard it sound like about him being unfaithful to his wife. What about like sending? It's like pretty much what I know about it. I don't really know too much of the details, but I mean, I think.
Don't talk too much, baby. I don't want you to hurt your voice, baby. Don't talk too much, right? Okay, baby.
Y'all are crazy.
Yeah. Yo, Renacy, I'm telling you, she's like in rare form right now.
I see.
So, Nareen, I love, man.
Nareen gonna have trouble when Lush head out to New York. Lush is gonna wake his game up.
Now, Rain lucky that Emma, you know, is protecting him from me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know. Well, let me stop playing. Emma, how you feel about this whole Tiger Woods situation?
I just feel it's overrated like everything else. I mean, really, everybody in Hollywood, who not in Hollywood don't play each other? Like, this is like a game, really. I don't really pay too much attention to if you ask me. I don't remember the last time me and Tiger ever went out to dinner or he ever paid a bill. So, really, that's really, you know, it's really not important,
Natalia,
that important to me.
Natalia, what you think about it?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I thought I was still on hold. I'm sitting here like, damn, my bad. Tiger Woods, I don't know. I have a little jaded view on men, so I kind of feel like that's what men do. And yeah, I mean, I don't approve of it. And I think what he did, I feel bad for his wife, but I understand in the industry he is in, it's hard for men, especially when you got all these beautiful women throwing yourselves at you. Men, you know, they love their families, but they think, they don't think with their head. They think with their down south.
And
a lot of men don't take into consideration the damage they doing for that little part for nut that wasn't even worth it. You know, and obviously all these women coming out, the woodworks, I never thought Tiger was so innocent. You know, I'm from Orlando. I know the Windermere area, Islesworth, where he lives at. And
Hey, Natalia, guess what, though? I'm the 14th woman, dog. I'm the 14th woman.
Wow. Oh, hell. I hope you got a little bit of money out of that.
Yo, she is just like a rare fortunate, love. Like, you got some poquito over there?
Hey, yo, I'm going to tell y'all something, though, but I ain't talking unless they throw me some
money.
Let me stop playing, man.
Now, what if that's the case, though? Like, you know, what if some of those ladies are like, you know what I mean?
They said it's like 13 women. I mean, I really don't believe that it's like that. Like, I mean, that's just like me and Natalia said, hey, man, you know, I'm the 14th, she the 15th. I ain't talking to y'all, you know, give me some bread, man. You know what I'm saying? I can make third party texts and put Tiger Woods on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now.
I'm
you
sure there's
saying?
A few fake, you know,
yeah.
Going with the flow, but I mean shit, I can juggle six over here and I'm not a celebrity, so I don't think it might be hard for him to juggle. I'm playing.
You know? She playing, y'all. Don't take it serious. She playing.
Yeah, I'm playing. I'm playing.
She's just a jokester. She just likes to joke.
I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. As a man, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm dealing with a woman and everything is, you know, I got a high drive. You know what I'm saying? But if a woman has a high drive, then I don't think I could juggle 13. I'm gonna tell you that straight up.
You gotta be with 13 low drives, right? It's got they all gotta be low drives.
Exactly. It can't happen with 13 high drive women. I mean, I don't care how much golf you play.
Man, y'all,
Hercules.
It's not going to be that raw.
Hercules.
On a real serious note, though, I'm going to tell you, this is the most shocking story I heard this past week, okay? I don't know if you guys heard it. There was a man that was HIV positive, and he basically... His wife decided that she didn't want to have sex with him anymore. She didn't have the HIV virus. The kids didn't have it. Now, I don't know what possessed this fool, but he said he was tired of not being able to have sex. He put a needle, injected, and had his own blood that was infected with the HIV virus. And while she was sleeping, this fool stuck her in her thigh. She woke up with a prick and saw blood coming out. And he said, well, I thought this was the only way. She went to the clinic and she's HIV positive. Is that love or is that bona fide murder?
That's murder, and Lord, I would have caught a case when I came back from the clinic.
Man, that's crazy.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, huh?
That's
oh,
very
God,
crazy.
Man.
He don't love her because if he loved her, he would want her to live. And if he treasured her and everything, he wouldn't want her to go through what he's going through and all the pain that he's going to be going through. But he only think about himself because that ain't love. Love, you wouldn't want to cause nobody. You don't want to see your loved ones go through that. So that was all selfishness on his part. He don't love her.
Wow. Wow. How you feel about that, M? Oh, M pulled a Renesee and a knife.
Wait, I don't think I'm like, wow, they must be waiting for me. That would be me. Okay, I had to, you know, click over on the other line. But I'm here. What was said about me? Because I'm a download the show and hear what y'all said about me.
Do you think that's love? Do you think that's love or bona fide murder?
Can you repeat the story?
Yeah, okay. So this was the story. Basically, there was an HIV positive man. His wife, basically, you know, non-HIV virus, and the kids don't have HIV, but he just couldn't stand the fact he couldn't have sex with his wife. So what he does, he infects a needle with his blood that has the HIV virus, injects his wife while she's sleeping. She wakes up sick and looks at blood on her leg. He wakes up and he stands straight in her face and says, look, well, I thought this is the only way that I can keep you, and you're not having sex with me, so this is the only way we can have sex and you can go through what I'm going through. Is that love or is that bona fide murder?
That's definitely attempted murder. It's not murder because, yeah, it is murder because he done gave her a life sentence. So, wow, that's crazy. That's so selfish.
Exactly,
you know,
that's what I said.
Because she's still, even with all that, she's still there and willing to stick it out with him. You know, that wasn't necessary to do that, to give her such a life sentence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People should be with you by choice, not by force, you know? And that still doesn't mean that she'll be with him. I mean, so what? Because she has that does not mean that she's still stuck with him. She could still move on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It being me, I'd be like, all right, you gave it to me, so now I'm going to go deal with somebody else that has it, but not with you. How about that?
But you don't think you would have beat his ass? I would have had to catch a case when I came home.
No. That's crazy, though. Like I can't even imagine, like, fast or somebody even think. Like, what the hell were you thinking about? Now, Ray, what would you do?
You know, I think that's, like, one of the illest things I've ever heard in my life. Like, I felt real bad for her and for her family. The fact that he, you know what I'm saying, that he went along with that idea that he had, that horrible idea that he had. I feel bad for the children. It's crazy. Like, that's misery loves company right there. Like, he's really unhappy with the way his life is going. And he felt like he needed some company. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's horrible. It's really horrible.
I wouldn't explain it any better than what he just said. That's misery loves company. Like, that was like, I swear to God, like, even if some, God forbid, if somebody did that to me, right, like, straight up, like, no life sentences, I'm not going to the police. What I'm going to do is I'm going to strap you up to some place, right, and I'm going to, like, slowly torture you and let you feel the pain that you just put me through. And I got kids, I'm going to slowly torture you. I'm going to let somebody hold the kids. I'm be like, I've lost my mind already.
But you know what? You don't even have to do that because he's already stewing in the misery. You know what I mean? He's already stewing. I don't think anything you can do that probably be worse than what he's already having to face. That's why he got to that point of doing that. You know, he's already miserable living in this. Not my torture.
Like, he's still living right now. Like, not my torture. He going to feel it. He going to be like, why you? Shut up. I'm not saying what you think. Yo.
But, like. Oh, man. But, yo, shout out. I mean, sorry, you know, God bless the family, you know, the kids and everything, and, you know, and the woman. I mean, what an ordeal to have to go through. And, you know, and shout out to all the rape victims, the one that do report and don't report. You know, God bless you guys, and I hope you guys, you know, definitely get help. And, you know, the assailants are found and get their treatment and stuff like that. And, you know, we really hope that, you know, rapists try to reform or try to change yourself. We hope that it decreases, but, you know, this is the world that we live in, and, you know, all I can do is pray for the families out there and pray for the families that are out there struggling right now through the recession and the families that, you know, the single mothers, single fathers, you know, the children that are out there young, homeless, in the streets, in the cold. And I implore you guys, man, give of yourself this year, you know. We all are just, like, one paycheck away from being homeless. So, like, if you see somebody on the street, and it's cold, and it's late at night, you got a blanket or you got a jacket that you can give it yourself, cover that person up. That could be you, you know. And, you know, make sure that you donate to our toy drive. CV's right now at a Toys for Tots event in New Jersey right now. Peace Queen, and a shout-out to Felicia Debris, Ashley. Ashley's actually doing her final exam, so we want her the best luck on her final exam. And we want to thank Nick, Renacy, Natalia, and Sexy Emma. You know, she can't, you know, she's going to beat me up if I don't say that. And Nyrane, he's not coming up. Pray that Nyrane gets better. You know, if I was in New York, Nyrane, you know, I'd be taking care of you, boo-boo. You know. But, you know, shout out to everybody, you know, same time, same place at 8 o'clock, Street Queens the Movement. Log on to www.E2KMagazineOnline and check out all the information that you need to know about the streets worldwide, E2K Magazine. Also log on to www.StreetQueensTheMovement.Ming.com and email us at StreetQueensMovement@gmail.com if you have any issues, any updates, or anything that's going on, or any thoughts you want to talk about or topics. Email us and log on to www.lessradioonline.com. Make sure you follow all of us, Columbia Princess, E2K Magazine, Nyrane, Renacy, Lush, Ashley, Miss Photographics, everybody. She's Michelle, everybody. We love you. Make sure you follow Natalia. And we really thank Natalia for coming through and sharing her story. Yeah, we Columbian Princess. Make sure you follow her.
Renacy, he was giving me his information earlier, I disconnected myself by accident. I need a spelling of his name or her name or whoever.
RINNESSY, and that's a man.
Okay,
that's one of our kings.
That's one of our kings,
yeah,
all right.
I'm making that mistake. So one of our kings, Renacy, is RINNESSY. If you add that to your Twitter or to your Facebook, you will find them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Nyrane is spelled NYRAINE. Mm-hmm. You can do the same with him. Twitter, yeah. Facebook, MySpace.
Okay. Ladies, I love talking with y'all tonight.
Yeah.
Likewise, you queen, likewise.
Likewise, man. We love you, queen, man. Natalia, you know I love you, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
We love you for free here.
For real. And we going hard tomorrow on the Follow Fridays, y'all, so watch out, man. Colombian Princess, E2K Magazine, I mean, everybody, we going hard, you know. You know how we go, Talia. So we going crazy online tomorrow. So watch for us. We love y'all. Same time,
love
same
y'all.
Place. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody keep winning, no matter what they say about you, no matter what happens. And just because you've gone through a situation doesn't mean you can't stop living, man. Keep living, man, and keep winning. And for all them haters out there, I'm being successful. What are you doing? Holla. We out.
Fall back.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time. Look at me now.
Left
a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big